This is a CBC podcast.
It really did feel like there was a huge weight on my shoulders that was never going to go away.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
In this episode, we're talking about finding our comfort zones.
Yeah, okay, I'm Gabe, I'm 15, and... it was just recently, a couple of months ago, my moods got really bad. And sometimes it's like you even just wake up and it's, oh, I don't want to do anything today. Or you wake up and you're like, yeah, but then the second someone says hi to you, you're like, oh, really, today's gonna suck. Someone texts you constantly and you leave your phone for 5 minutes, but you start getting texts over and over and over again, and by the time you get back to your phone, you got 45 texts from the same person. I'm gonna have to read these, but I'm not gonna, so I'm gonna ignore the person, and then they're gonna get mad at me. When my parents said, you just gotta completely disconnect, that's not helpful. If I completely disconnected, so many more people would text me over and over and over again that by the time I got back and I saw the stuff that I missed, I would have probably had a complete anxiety attack and broken down. Then it gets to a certain point where you're just sad and you're crying. And then you don't even cry anymore. You just want to lie down and want nothing to do with anybody. I started to accept it as, okay, it's part of life. So I didn't try and fix it. But my family, my friends, everybody who cared about me saw something wrong. But when people start bringing it up to you, you start realizing, wait, something's wrong. I dealt with it through dance. There was one time I was at dance rehearsal, and everybody else seemed so stressed out about memorizing the choreography. They're thinking about, oh no, what move next? Oh no, what move next? And I was just flowing, and my dad was watching through the window, and my dad said, Gabe, I don't know what it is, but you seem so upset lately. In that class, you smiled. I haven't seen that from you in like months. When my dad told me that, that's when I realized, wow, dance makes me happy. And so I did something about it. Just outside my room in the basement, to the left, there's a big open spot. So I'd come home after school after a bad day, and I'd just blast music and dance for hours at a time.
You say you're gonna leave again?
That's slow, but it's doable. I thought you just told me that last. Let me see which one I have on here.
Yeah.
Yes. That's definitely the one. Boom, 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 boom.
All I know is I want you.
You listen to the music and kind of just let your body flow with the music. Just let your body follow it. Dancing just blocks everything from the outside world out. Just because I dance an hour every time I got home, it would make my day so much better. When my twin brother always screams at me, he goes to the stairs and he's just yelling, turn off the music, it sucks. You're probably terrible at dancing anyway, so stop trying.
Hey, I'm Tristan. I'm mostly the one that doesn't like the music because I'm either watching videos or I'm playing video games and it gets really annoying.
Really, really annoying. I mean, I can be annoying to him, but I also know he's annoying to me. And it just goes back and forth constantly until one of us loses it, so. like everything he wants to talk about, I don't want to talk about. Everything I want to talk about, he doesn't want anything to do with.
He pretty much summed it up perfectly. We're total opposites. Being a twin sucks, I'm not gonna lie. Most people think because we look alike, we're exactly alike personality-wise, but it couldn't be any further from the truth. I don't really talk to my family about my problems. I'm afraid my mom's gonna like overreact, or my dad's gonna not understand because he's not the best with that kind of stuff. I never, ever mention it to my twin because he tends to use stuff against me, so I don't tell him anything. The entire wheelchair basketball community is like family to me. The team, we're always there for each other. Any problems we have, they're like super understanding, and it's just really nice to have people like that. I love to play sports and I love to be very active. I can hang out with people that are nice, play something that I love, and it gives me a distraction for a little bit. Even if it's 5 minutes, it's a distraction. When I'm feeling really crappy about myself, I mean, it happens to everybody, and then you gotta add on the fact that I'm in a wheelchair, and I've been through quite a lot of stuff. You start to realize things that you don't realize when you're a kid. Like, when I was a kid, in my head, it wasn't registered that, hey, I'm gonna be stuck in this thing for the rest of my life, and I'm never gonna be able to walk. I didn't think of that. Now that I'm 15, I'm aware of all these things. I'm aware of all the times I've had surgeries. I'm aware of all the problems I have. Like trying to be popular, trying to dress nice, and then you got the piles of homework, you got the couples and all that stuff, and it's like, it sucks to see them because it's like you're single and would stress you out even more. It's very stressful. But I mean, eventually it's gonna end. I usually get all my energy out, all my anger out on the court here during practice. It feels good. That's not my first time scoring, so obviously the first time is the best, but since I am small, it happens maybe once a game where I have an opportunity, so when I get the opportunity and I do actually end up scoring, it feels amazing.
For anybody who's in that same spot, where you feel like everything's closing in on you and it's constant anxiety and stress and fear and sadness, find something you like to do. Just find something that'll put a smile on your face. That small smile, even if it lasts 5 seconds, will definitely make your day 10 times better.
Next time on Mic Drop.
Talk a lot. We started hearing more rumors that people didn't like us in the group and rumors about us and other people just not wanting to be friends with us.
Well, the worst thing for me was just the fact that they would hang out without us and make sure that we knew they were hanging out without us.
They still posted things about it and they still kind of showed off that they were hanging out without us.
And they would kind of rub it in my face. That's the biggest problem I had.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Sherry OKK and Carrie Hager.
Associate producer is Jess Shane, with editing and mixing by Crystal Duhay.
Look for CBC Mic Drop on Instagram. You can also reach us by email at micdrop@cbc.ca.
And tell your friends.